بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi, the great sage of his time, the great wali of his time, everybody knows this great personality. We have heard of him, we have read about him, Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi. He had a neighbor who was a Majusi, a fire worshipper. Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi used to meet this neighbor, and obviously he would always try and to encourage him and impress him about Deen, Islam, Iman, and this is the only way of salvation. Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi always displayed a good akhlaq, good character towards him. And even this neighbor was a good neighbor. He was a friendly person. He had a good relationship with Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi. So once Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi had realized that several days have gone by and have not seen this neighbor of mine, let me go and inquire and see what has happened. See, this is Islam. Islam teaches us to be concerned about entire mankind, especially our neighbors, regardless of whether they are believers or non-believers. And Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi was always eager. He had this great concern and worry that this neighbor of mine must pass away on Iman. And this is the shan of a true believer. His heart is always concerned with how the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam may gain salvation. They must be saved from the fire of Jahannam and gain entry into paradise. Not that people must go into Jahannam. We have to try our level best that we save ourselves, our family, and mankind at large. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a khadim, an attendant who was a Yahudi, a little boy, youngster. And as this boy is passing away, Rasulullah goes to visit him. And again he tells him to bring Iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the boy looks at his father who is standing at his bedside. And the father says, Ati Abul Qasim. That obey Abul Qasim. In other words, obey Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the boy recites, Kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And just after that he passes away. It brought such joy to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that this child or this youngster died on Iman. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Alhamdulillahi alladhi anqadhahu minan nar. Praise be to Allah who saved this youngster from the fire of Jahannam. If he died on kufr, then forever and ever he would be burning the fire of Jahannam. Right at the last moment Allah blessed him with Iman. And now he is saved and he gains entry into paradise. So Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi, of course, was worried what has happened to my neighbor. He goes and he finds him lying on the bed, very, very sick. So he asks him, Kayfa haluk? What is your condition? So this Majusi fire worshipper who had been in contact with Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi must have heard many of his advices, perhaps his lectures, and of course his admonishment and his continuous advising to bring Iman. So he says, he replies or responds in the following way, and he says, Li badanun saqim wa qalbun alil. I've got a body that is very, very sick. I'm going very, very weak. And my heart is also sick. And he says, وَقَبْرٌ مُوحِشٌ I'm going to die and I'm going to go into the qabr, as you always say, Hassan Basri. But this qabr of mine, I'm going to be all alone there. La anisa li fi, I've got no friend that's going to join me. And he says, wasafarun ba'id, in front of me now is a very long journey. And this is the journey of the akhirah. Imagine, he's a majusi. He's not a believer. Look at his words. As though a believer is speaking. He says, wazadi qaleel, and the provisions of this journey of mine is very little. I don't have anything. And he says, wasirat daqiq, and I have to cross that sirat that you always talk about, Hassan, which is very, very sharp, very difficult to traverse and to cross. And he says, in front of me, narun hamia, the blazing fire. O jannatun aliya, O jannat, which is very, very lofty, but I won't be able to attain that jannah. And he says, وَرَبٌّ عَادِلٌ, a Rabb who is just. لَا حُجَّةَ لِي, لَا حُجَّةَ لِي, I've got no proof in front of that Rabb. Hasan Basir Rahmatullahi is amazed by the words of this Majusi, non-Muslim. My body is weak, my heart is spiritually sick. I'm going to go to the qabr, I have to cross Pul Sirat. Jahannam is awaiting me. Allah is going to be full of justice. I've got no chance before him. So Hasan Basri Rahmatullahi Ali tells him, Aslim, Taslam, accept Islam, and you'll be free and safe from all these concerns that you have. You bring Iman, Allah, who is most just, Allah will forgive you, Allah will pardon your sins. Allah will grant you Jannat, Allah will save you from that Narun Hamiya, from the blazing fire of Jahannam. You will cross Pul Sirat to the speed of lightning. The suffer that is in front of you, this journey will become very, very easy. And the qabr will become easy for you. You won't be alone. You won't be in a place of loneliness. But Allah will open the windows of paradise. The breeze of Jannah will come into this qabr. So aslim, taslam, accept Islam. And you'll be safe from all these problems and concerns that you have at this moment. At that moment, this person falls unconscious. My beloved brothers and elders, Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi, a true believer, an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he raises his hands, and he begs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He pleads to Allah. Ya Allah, if this majusi, this man, in kanat lahu hasanatun wahida, wallah, if he just has just one good deed in his life, a single good deed, wallah, through this one good deed, bless him with Iman. At that moment, this Majusi regains his consciousness and suddenly says, ya Shaykh, or before that, sorry, just before he fell unconscious and before Hasan Basri Muhammad made this dua, this person tells him, that ya Shaykh, inna al-miftah biyadil fattah. You telling me to bring Iman, to say la ilaha illallah. The key to this, the key to la ilaha illallah, is in the hands of al-fattah. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my heart is mughlaqa. It is locked. I cannot open it. I cannot recite the kalima. And he falls unconscious. And Hasan Basri rahmatullahi then makes a dua to Allah. Wallah, if he's got one good deed, bless him with Iman. And then the person regains consciousness. And suddenly says, ya Shaykh, inna al-fattah arsal al-miftah. Allah, who is the most powerful, al-fattah means the opener. Al-Fattah means the opener. He has sent down the key. Umdud yadak, please spread out your, stretch out your hand. Let me hold your hand. And Hasan Basri Rahmatullahi puts his hand forward. this Majusi holds his hand and he says, Ashhadu Allah ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. He says the kalima, he passes away, and then he gains the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama have explained, Allah is al-fattah. It is a mubalagha sigha. In Arabic, fataha yaftahu means to open. Fatih is one who opens. But fattah, one who opens a lot. Allah is that being who opens the blind eyes and the sealed hearts towards His oneness and tawheed. The man was on disbelief, kufr. His eyes was blind to the truth. His eyes were blind to the truth. Heart was sealed to the truth, iman, tawheed. But al-fattah, which is one of the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many times we read the 99 names, and you will find among the 99 names al-fattah. So al-fattah, ya fattah. When a person says, ya fattah, oh opener, Allah opens the eyes of the disbeliever, the heart of the disbeliever, from kufr to iman. Allah opens the heart of the sinner, from sin to tawbah. Allah opens the person who is on dhalala astray to hidayat, to guidance. Allah opens the person who is ghafil, negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Among the du'as, Allahumma aftah aqfala qulubina bidhikrik. Oh Allah, the locks of our hearts. Our hearts have become sealed with sin, vice, evil, corruption, filth. Oh Allah, you open the locks of our heart with your dhikr, with your remembrance. Allah, when a person says, Ya Fattah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down His mercy, His rahmat, His maghfirat. Allah mentioned in Surah Al-Fatir, مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهَا. When Allah opens rahmat for a person, nobody can stop that mercy from coming upon that person. Allah had destined iman for this disbeliever, for this majusi. Nobody could stop iman from coming into this person's heart. وَمَا يُمْسِكْ فَلَا مُرْسِرَ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ. But when Allah holds back any mercy, nobody can force it and draw it down. It is Allah's mercy, Allah's wide, spacious mercy. It is Allah's quality of al-fattah. Then Allah opens for us from all difficulties that we go through, whatever the difficulty. Ulama have written, and they have mentioned, the man is all forlorn, he's in distress, he's in pain, he's in suffering. He's tried every type of business venture, he failed miserably. He opened this shop, didn't last. He tried something else, after a few weeks that came to an end. Everything he tried, he says, I don't know what's happening. Nothing is coming right. I'm not seeing success and prosperity in my life. When he says, Ya Fattah, O opener, he turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah gives him the ability to make inabat ilallah. So Allah removes him from the distress. And Allah then opens for him doors of rizq and rosy. A person who is sick, he's got some physical ailment. And he says, Ya Fattah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open for him, Allah will give him cure. Of course, if Allah wishes, a person has to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to draw His mercy. But Allah is that person who is al-fattah. No matter what difficulty a person is going through, the person is going through a divorce, the person is in pain, the person is suffering. And Allah is al-fattah. Allah opens doors which were shut, which were sealed, which were closed. Person couldn't see any exit, any way out. Everything was closed around the person. And suddenly doors open. Not one door, a single door, but many doors. There was a person who went to a very great Wali of Allah, Ahmad bin Abi Ghalib, rahmatullahi alayhi. He had some problem. And he wanted the Shaykh to speak to somebody to give him something that he required of that person. Perhaps some money, or he needed some material from that person. So he tells the Shaykh that, why don't you ask that man to give me what I require? The Shaykh holds his hands. He says, come my brother, let's pray 2 rakat salah first. Why go past that open door of Allah and go to the doors of the makhluk which are sealed and closed? Allah is Al-Fattah. You know, when we enter the masjid, what dua we read? Allahumma ftah lana abwaab rahmatik. Allah, open your doors of mercy for us. So when Allah has got His doors wide open, why must we go past Allah who is Khaliq, who is Fattah, and go to makhluk who are not prepared to see to our needs? They're going to make excuses. Perhaps they become angry and upset why we are disturbing them and coming to them. The poet says so beautifully, Namatil Muluk waqad aghlaqu abwabahum walam yabqa illa babul hayy alladhi lam yanam. It is night, dead of the night, and he says, Namatil Muluk, all the kings are fast asleep and they have closed their doors. Nobody can disturb them in the middle of the night. وَلَمْ يَبْقَ إِلَّا بَابُ الْحَيِّ. But only one door remains open, and that is the door of Allah, who is Al-Hayy, who is all living. His door never closes. His door never closes. A person in his drunken stupor of sin, vice, evil, living a morbid, filthy life, he can still turn to that door of Allah which is wide open, and he just has to make tawbah, istighfar, and Allah embraces him with his love. You got some financial difficulty, Al-Fattah has his doors wide open. You want knowledge, Ya Fattah, O Allah, you grant me knowledge. You want rizq, Allah grants you rizq, hikmat, wisdom, maghfirat, rahmat. Every bounty of this world and the akhirat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bestow us with those bounties. We have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our du'as, oh Allah, with this beautiful name of yours, Ya Fattah. Of course, every name of Allah has got powerful effect in it. We don't have time to go through every single name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but each name has some athar in it. A very qawi athar, a strong effect. So when we say, Ya Fattah, Wallah, open your doors, Wallah, open your doors. I've reached a cul-de-sac. I've come to a dead end. I can't see anything, oh my Allah. And Allah will open doors, yes. We have to have sabr in our lives. What happens in our case, the moment we have some difficulty, we expect the solution to happen immediately. Allah has His wisdom. Sometimes we have to wait for a period of time. But when Allah opens His doors, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy envelops us. So, Ya Fattah, O opener, and whatever difficulty a person is going through, you will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open, will remove you from the difficulty. You've got a financial problem, Allah will bestow you with halal, tayyib, rozi. He will give you abundance. He will give you plentiful again. Condition is, we must obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot expect to be disobedient slaves and then beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us what we want. Allah can give. The system of Allah, what Allah wants from us. We become obedient servants to Allah. Then whatever difficulty we're going through, we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Fattah, Ya Fattah, Ya Fattah. And then Allah ta'ala will open His doors of knowledge for us, His maghfirat, His rahmat, hikmat, basirat, marifat. Ulama have opened, when Allah opens the doors of the heart, the noor comes into that heart. And that noor becomes His fuel, His oil, with which then He will see that which is correct. He will hear that which is haq and correct. He will speak the truth. His hands, His feet will move towards the truth. because he becomes the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has removed him from darkness towards light. Allah has given him now nur and marifat of the heart. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq, to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our dua, Ya Fattah, Ya Alim, Ya Fattah, Ya Alim. We take different names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beseech the marifat of Allah, the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mankind, when we go to a person, perhaps first time he may see to our need. Second and third time, he will chase us away, he'll become angry. The fourth time he'll move away, you see, just tell him, I'm not around. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you don't ask him, he becomes angry. When you go to him, you can go again and again, and Allah becomes happy all the time when his banda turns to him. May Allah give all of us tawfiq and hidayat to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever difficulty we have, especially turning over a new leaf from darkness of the heart to spiritual light and gaining the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give, bless us with iman, keep us on iman. May Allah give all those millions of people who have not seen this marifat of iman, may Allah give them the noor of iman. May Allah give them the noor of iman. Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi treated his neighbor with kindness. He was a model example for his neighbor. His neighbor was affected by his akhlaq and the manner in which he spoke to him. And Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi was concerned about his iman. And therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his dua. And Allah blesses Majusi with iman. So you and I also, we meet so many people. Give them da'wah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a kind way. We must make sure our actions are in accordance to the sunnah. This will have an impact and this will impress, make an impression on their lives, and slowly they will come to iman. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Isad duru sharif. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله
illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah. محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه. الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك شكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا فتاح يا فتاح يا فتاح اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك وسهل لنا أبواب رزقك يا الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما يا الله open the locks of our hearts my Allah يا الله fill our hearts with your عشق المحبت and the عشق المحبت of رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم fill our hearts with your معرفت يا الله يا الله ہماری دلوں کو مزکا مصفى مجلى مزكى بنا الله cleans and purify our hearts الله purify our hearts purify our hearts my Allah cleans and purify our lives my Allah يا الله we are leading and living filthy lives morbid lives my Allah الله our eyes are only seeing haram ears are listening to haram tongue engaged in haram my Allah اے مالک قریب protect us from haram my Allah keep us on the sirat mustaqim show us the right path my Allah Keep us on sirat mustaqim, my Allah. Make the path and the journey towards you easy, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be easy for us, our family members, our children, our progeny, my Allah. Give us hidayat, my Allah. Keep us on hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not snatch away iman from our hearts, my Allah. Allah, let there not be a single person in our progeny who leaves the fold of Islam, my Allah. Allah, make us live with Iman, make us die with Iman. Raise us in the day of Qiyamah with Iman. Allah, you bless the non-Muslim with Iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them Iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us the sweetness of Iman. Allah, give us the sweetness of your dhikr, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the sweetness of begging from you, my Allah. The sweetness of sajda before you, my Allah. Ey Maliki Kareem, ya Allah, help us to establish our 5 times salat, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to discharge all our duties, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be true and loyal servants of you, of yours, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from haram, ya Allah. Give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Give us plentiful, my Allah. Make us use it correctly, my Allah. All those who are maqruz, my Allah. They've got debts, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove the debts, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, ya Allah. Grant them shifai kamil, ajil, mustaqib, daim. Ya Allah, people requested, ya Allah. So many have got cancer, my Allah. Ya Allah, people have recently been diagnosed with cancer, my Allah. Allah, we promise them that we will remember them in our du'as. Allah, grant all of them shifai kamil. Whatever bimari they have, ya Allah. Allah, grant us also shifai kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. Ya Allah, there are so many young boys and young girls of marriageable age, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are fatah, my Allah. Ya Allah, the keys of treasures are in your hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, nothing can overpower you, my Allah. You are most powerful, my Allah. Find them suitable partners, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless them with a nikah which is according to the sunnah of Rasulullah s.a.w. And a progeny, a dhuriyatan tayyibah, my Allah. Ya Allah, a progeny who become the coolest of the eyes, my Allah. Don't make them engage into haram and zina, my Allah. Protect them from zina, my Allah. Protect our youth, my Allah. Allah, protect the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, every day we are hearing different parts of the world. Ya Allah, either there's a hurricane, ya Allah, there's a storm, my Allah. There's an earthquake or there's floods taking place, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, protect us from all bala, afat, musibat, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the shar of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitin, hasr of the hasidin, zulam of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, whatever hajat our brothers have tonight, and our mothers and sisters, as are listening at home of the receiver, ya Allah, we have raised our hands. Ya Qadhi al-Hajat. يا دافع البليات يا حل المشكلات اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها رحمة من سواك يا الله give us موت المدينة الشريف بري الجنة البقيمة يا الله grant us the shafaat of Rasul Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Hudi Kuthul water from his Mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. Ya Allah, protect all of us from the azab of qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitna of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, our parents. Ya Allah, our wives, our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children, our grandchildren become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, banda. Ya Allah, hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua, qabool, farma. Grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim. Watub alina, ya maulana, innaka anta at-tawwabu al-rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Salamun al-musaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.